and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch to start the fourth quarter. Gabe Robinson picks up his second foul, and then Bad Axe throws it out of bounds as they couldn't hang on to it. That's their fourth turnover of the evening. Reese has five, as it's a two-point ball game, 35-33. Bad Axe leading by two. But then at the top of the key, Wheel takes a three. This one's no good. Rebound still loose. And there's bodies flying all over the place, and Cody Flassie brings it up for the Bad Axe Hatchets. As a 21st rebound for the Hatchets this evening. Falling out of balance. That would be Jack Clancy. Gets the floater to go on the other side of the court. As I was looking down, he has six. Bad Axe by 4 points. And we have a push. And this is getting a little out of hand for both teams. It looks like Colby Meeks is going to be drawing the foul for the Bad Axe Hatchets. It'll be Reese Ball underneath the own hoop. First personal against Colby Meeks for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Third team foul. Inbounding into the hands of Isaac Johnson to Wheel over to Gabe Robinson for three from the right wing. In and out, no good. Rebound to Lasky. And we're headed the Bad Axe way. 37-33, 4-point lead for the blue and gold in Bad Axe, Michigan. Colby Meeks, left elbow, spinning. Nothing there. Now has to pivot over to Jack Clancy in the right corner. Isaac Johnson in his face, starts his dribble back to midcourt. Gets a screen from James Curvin, and this is a moving screen. And this will be a foul against James Curvin. That's his first and team's fourth. Exactly what we saw last quarter as he leaned right into the pick. And we have a timeout called by Mark Krug before the inbound. It'll be a full timeout called by Mark Krug and the Bad Axe Hatchets as they lead the Reese Rockets by 4 points with 6:39 left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
You get more at Moore Motors. Denny King, the king of cars here at Moore Motors in Carroll. People ask me why I have so many customers that buy vehicles from me from across the state or even out of state. And my answer is easy. You get more at Moore Motor Sales. More savings. More for your trade-in. More old-school friendly customer service. More veteran sales staff that live and breathe the car business to take care of all of your automotive needs. More options with new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram brands all under one roof at one dealership, which means we also have more good certified used trade-ins. Come see me today, Denny the King of Cars, or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
.639 left in regulation in Bad Axe as the Reese Rockets are trailing the Bad Axe Hatchets by 4 points, 37-33. Bad Axe has led as many by 8 points. That was way back at 10-2. They currently lead by four. Reese is led by 4 points, which was 19-15, but that was way back about 2 minutes left in the second quarter. After a full timeout called by Mark Krug and the Bad Axe Hatchets, Isaac Johnson for Reese gets the inbound and goes across the radio left to right across midcourt. Gabe Robinson down the left side of the lane, bounces off the glass. This one's short. Rebound, though, he brought it himself, but he stepped out of bounds. And that will be Bad Axe ball out of bounds. Substitutions all over the place. Looks like Wheel sits down for the Reese Rockets. Jack Clancy checks in for the Bad Axe Hatchets, replaces James Curvin. And also sitting down for Reese was number 21, Connor Goka. So out there for Bad Axe right now. We have Jack Clancy bringing the ball up. Colby Meeks, Spencer Britt, Cody Tulaski, and Jensen Emmerich. On offense, the Bad Axe Hatchets. Spencer Britt traveled with it as he shuffled his feet before he started his dribble. And that'll be the fifth turnover for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 6:15 left in the fourth. So out there for the Reese Rockets. We have 23. Bryce Brechtelsbauer inbounding into Isaac Johnson's hands across midcourt. Gabe Robinson left corner. High post, we have number four, Jake Rowe. And in the right wing, right corner, we have Andrew Frost. Gabe Robinson for three. This one's short. Rebound brought in by Isaac Johnson. And we have a push from Jack Clancy. And this will be a foul against Clancy. Just his second, though, and team's fifth. So it'll be Reese Ball out of bounds on the near sideline. 6:02 left in the fourth. Still that four-point ball game, 37-33, Bad Axe on top.
Four team fouls on the Rockets.
Isaac Johnson across midcourt, being guarded by Spencer Britt, goes to his right. Now a pass up to the top to number 5, Andrew Frost. Down to left side of the lane. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Brechtelsbauer, in for 2 points. Brechtelsbauer with 10 points now. Jack Clancy wasting no time right inside the lane. Finger rolled. This one's short. Rebound brought in by Frost. And here come the Reese Rockets trailing by just 2 points, 37-35. Isaac Johnson, right wing, dribbling, pulls up for three. This one's way off. This one's airballed as well. And this will be out of bounds. Bad X ball.
It defies logic. Both teams are not recognizing that, you know, the most important possession is the one they have at the moment and everything, and they're just throwing the ball away.
Taking lazy shots and with no legs underneath them as well. Colby Meeks gets the ball stolen away, and it's loose, going down the other side of the court. His is spinning all the way, and Jensen Emmerich's there to scoop it up. Bad X in somewhat we call transition. Cody Tulaski for three in the corner. This one's no good. Rebound Jack Clancy. This one's swatted out of the air by Gabe Robinson. Here come the Reese Rockets over to the right side. Andrew Frost is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. As the sixth team foul against the Bad Axe Hatchets will go against number 11, Jensen Emmerich, and now he has 4 fouls. So with 4:57 left in the fourth, Jensen Emmerich more than likely going to be seen down here. James Kervin waiting to check in. At the free throw line, Andrew Frost trying to put...
I don't know. He's not coming...
We'll see here. Andrew Frost, first free throw, no arc whatsoever off the front of the iron. So James Kervin replaces Jensen Emmerich. So the best Reese can do here for Andrew Frost has come within 1 point with a made free throw. 4:57 left in the fourth quarter. 37-35, Bad Axe leading by 2. And it remains 2 as Cody Tulaski brings in the rebound after a missed shot from Frost. 0-for-2 on that free throw trip for the Reese Rockets. 4:50 left in regulation. 37-35, Bad Axe leading the Reese Rockets. A battle in the greater Thumb West with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney on the WLW Sports Network. Spencer Britt dribbling all the way around the perimeter into the corner. Cody Tulaski now down the baseline. Off the glass, no good. Rebound Gabe Robinson throws it down court. Going the other way, and this was a transition bucket. No good. Rebound Bad Axe.
They're throwing it around. Everyone
and
is.
And we have an injured Reese player down here, but Bad Axe has possession. So it's 5-on-4. Spencer Britt's shot is blocked, and now we have a timeout. Looks like he threw his shoe off immediately. He's grabbing the back of his heel. Anytime you see that, that it's not quite how you grab for a for a twisted ankle. That could be an Achilles. That's normally how you're holding it as severe pain for Andrew Frost as he came down that one awkwardly with 4:20 left in the fourth quarter. So it's Reese ball. 37-35 as the trainers are out here working on Andrew Frost, who had that transition layup. No good. A lot of contact there from the defense. And fell out of bounds right into the wall there, into the pads. Not sure whether it is he came down on it. It's his left foot regardless. 4:20 left in the fourth. 37-35, John Mooney, your thoughts?
You know, the speed of the layup that Frost was attempting was just way too much. And that's probably why he landed out of bounds very awkwardly and everything, because it was out of control. The ball actually might have hit the rim a little bit, you know, but it wasn't really going to the box on the backboard. And I hate to speculate as far as exactly what the injury is, but you might have a point there. It's not exactly your normal ankle.
It almost does look like Achilles as the trainer's out there is. He's pinpoint where it is, and he touched a certain spot on the very back of his heel, and he absolutely winced with pain. So the bench is going to try and help him out here and get him into the locker room. Hate to see this, especially Andrew Frost, a 6-foot senior. Hopefully this is not the end of his season as he's being helped off by a couple of his teammates with 4:20 left in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe 37, Reese 35. We'll see if we'll be able to get a report here as the night progresses. As we are going to be in for a treat here coming down the stretch. A one-possession ball game, as it has been most of this game, between two of the top teams in the Greater Thumb West. Brechtelsbauer inbounds to Turbush, the freshman point guard for the Reese Rockets. Maroon jersey across midcourt, left or right across your radio. Turbush dribbling against Jack Clancy. Jack Clancy, a junior. Throws it right out of bounds. No one was even around that. Isaac Johnson was the nearest offensive player for Reese Regardless, though, results in a turnover. That's the sixth of the evening.